Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reaction to pertinent current events may help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Now let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Here we go with another show, and we're on Real Liberty Media. You guys can catch me there. This is the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left. I'm just a guy having fun shining light on the darkness. And if y'all are on any kind of social media site, would you please, post that we're live so people can join us in the chat room, which it looks like I don't have the chat room open. Now I do. Welcome, everybody. And what else? Tomorrow, Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony. You can catch him at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. He has a two-hour show packed full of information. That guy's insane. He just finished his 500th episode. And, I just want to say congratulations for that. That was last Sunday, 500th episode. Amazing work, friend. Thank you so much. All right, it's been a week, man, a crazy week. Let's see what's been going on. where do we want to start? Oh, I know where I'll start. I want to start with just the tiniest bit of review of that program I was talking about called Mix, M-I-triple-X. So I've had a few days to play with it, and I'm telling you, I love that program. I'm actually going to add an external sound card because it's going to kind of make everything coordinate together better. But yeah, that program, man, is fun. A little bit of a learning curve, like any kind of software. But once I got into it and fiddled around with it, I kept breaking stuff. And I'm going to tell you, here's the problem. The Mix program and OBS, this video software, won't run at the same time. It's like the Mix program takes over the audio, and no matter what I did to try and reconfigure it with software, it just wouldn't work. So I don't know. It's doing something. Like, it must be taking over a port or something like that, and I don't have enough experience to figure it out. The one solution I found on the internet was adding an external sound card and piping everything through that and then back into the computer. So we'll see how that works. I've been wanting an external sound card for a long time anyway. So in case I ever do interviews with somebody sitting here, I can have two mics and, have two mics so we're not both sitting cheek to cheek talking into one. And it's been on my, I'm not kidding, I've had it on my, well, I've had a sound card, external sound card, in my cart in a couple places. And for about a year, I'm thinking. But I didn't ever pull the trigger on it because I didn't really have a need. Now it's a high on my want. So I ordered it up. It'll be here in a couple days. Hang on, drink time. Oh, and for those of you who are regulars, you're going to notice the new backdrop today. I really like it. It's fun. It's festive. It'll only be here for probably a month and then have to change it out. But it's pretty cool. Okay, let's... anything going on the homestead? Let me think a minute. Man, things are kind of starting to... Well, slightly quiet down just for a couple of days. And then it's going to be cookie making day. Actually, that'll be next Saturday. And that is I'm going to have to get some video of that because It is one of those days. They make all different kinds of cookies, and they have the kids frost some cookies, and you can imagine there's like frosting and flour flying all over the place. Everybody's covered in stuff, and it's a great time. It's a tradition at our house when Rochelle's mom was alive, who we call Ma, and the grandkids called her Gigi. You know, she always made Christmas cookies. And the cool thing was, so they make the Christmas cookies, and then they send them out in these nice decorative tins. Of course, we don't have as many people to send them out to anymore, because, you know, a lot of the older relatives have passed away. I mean, Ma lived till she was 97, for crying out loud. And she was like one of nine kids, I think, something like that. And so, you know, we send a few out and we eat a bunch. I won't be eating as many this year as I have in the past, that's for sure. But I'll eat a few. You know, you have to. Little tradition. Just got to take it easy. And by the way, yeah, the cardiac rehab came to an end yesterday as far as officially cardiac rehab. So I will be doing cardiac rehab on my own. And that's working out pretty good too. I do 40 to 45 minutes on the bike and the treadmill. So 20 to 22 minutes each. And it's working out really good. It's unfortunate, man. You know, when you get to the point where you really have to do some activity to stay alive, and your freaking joints won't cooperate, you know, because I had that surgery on my knee, which was a torn meniscus. And then, of course, I have, you know, they just took out the torn part. So, you know, it's still troublesome. I'm adjusting. I had to adjust my browser screen because the picture was so small. Now you can see the critters swimming around a little better. Well, the big news of the week, of course, is the Twitter files. I kind of didn't really pay that much attention to it until about 3 hours ago. And when I started reading some of the news stories that were coming out, I was like, okay, I got to go look at this myself. And I did. I went and read through the entire release, which took about maybe an hour or so, mainly because I was making notes as I was going along. And I'm going to get to that story, but not right away, because there are a few other things I want to bring up first. That's funny. You know, last week I was talking about Twitter and how Twitter people are in danger because they're at the perfectly wrong age to be getting a vaccine, and they're on the wrong social media platform to actually get news that will help save them. Well, then I ran into this story. Let's see, how will this story come up? Yeah, here we go. 21-year-old TikTok star suddenly and unexpectedly dies during early morning hours, parents say. Now, if you've listened to my previous shows, you know, like I think I was talking before about why young people are dying in their sleep. Now, it makes no mention in this story of whether or not this particular person was vaccinated or not, but I'm telling you, it sure fits the narrative of what happens to young people who get vaccinated and end up having myocarditis and infarcts in their heart. And then when you get that release of catecholamines that are telling your body to wake up, that actually triggers the heart attack. So, I mean, it really is a perfect narrative. I don't know if you will ever find out if this person was vaccinated or not. But, you know, the sad thing is that more and more people are, this is going to happen to more and more people. No doubt about that. 100% sure that this is going to happen to more people. It's a trend. And I'm telling you, these younger people and older people, of course, kind of the extremes, are at risk. But the real danger with the TikTok kind of generation is they're not paying attention to alternative news sources. Now, thank God that the Twitter files are released and that Elon Musk is doing something to allow more truthful information to get out. But you kind of got to wonder, you know, is it too late? I mean, it's too late for a ton of people. I can't remember. Was there 12 billion vaccinations given already? I mean, that is more than the number of people there are on Earth. But holy cow. You know, and a lot of them were younger people. And I still see the ads every single day about getting your children vaccinated. And it drives me crazy. And these PSAs of minorities telling people to get vaccinated. It's terrifying to me that people aren't more aware. One thing I've noticed lately, though, is that I've noticed more of my patients in my dental practice starting to speak negatively of any kind of mandates or any kind of, lockdown, mask wearing. I have told people about my particular situation because a lot of my patients had to be rescheduled. For a whole week, I was off after my knee surgery and then a heart attack. I was off for more than a week, and that was a lot of people. What do I see? 20 people a day, maybe? So what, for probably 7 or 8 days at 20, there's 160 people that were affected by my knee surgery and subsequent heart attack. And so when they cycle back in, you know, I'm booked out for 5 or 6 months. I think right now we're booking out in April, which would be like 5 months. So they ask me about my heart attack, and I tell them what my conclusion is, with all the documentation I have to support why I should not have had a heart attack and how I ended up with blood clots in 3 of my coronary arteries. And I tell those same people, you know, if they seem like they're kind of positively responding to my story, like, yeah, I've heard that that happens, you know, I tell them, I say, listen, if you've had the vaccine or you've had COVID, you have the spike protein, you are in danger. And I tell them where they can go to find information about getting detoxed. I was reading a story today. It was actually kind of a review. The story wasn't really a review, but the information in it was a review for me. And it was talking about what you can do to prevent, you know, getting blood clots. And I, you know, I would have included it in today's show, but you've heard it from me a number of times. And, you know, there's some horses I don't mind beating when they're already dead, but this is one that I'm going to just include it in one of the shorts. I'm going to start doing some shorts and putting them up where people can just go and, like, hear the heart attack story all isolated without a bunch of other, you know, news or current events or homestead updates. And, yeah, there'll just be some shorts there where you can. I'm gonna take the GoPro in the kitchen, and I think I'm gonna enlist the grandkids and have them each pick one of these products that I take daily to help, just in general, help with my general health, staying healthy, not getting sick from, you know, colds or flu or whatever. Because like 5 years ago, I did have a horrible respiratory infection. It was probably close to 6 years ago now. It was 5 or 6 years ago. And I started this regimen, and I'm not kidding. It's kept me from getting sick. like no flu, no, you know, colds, no nothing for 5 or 6 years, whatever it's been. So I'm going to actually go document those. It'll be a little different format than the Redneck Dentist podcast, but I think it'll make it easier. Then I can just tell people, go see this video instead of going into it completely every time. But anyway, yeah, this poor young TikTok influencer, she died in her sleep. And I'm hoping that because she was pretty popular, she had a lot of followers, and she was influential. She talked about, let's see, what was her? She did things like, a confident and independent young woman, your thoughts and prayers. And who was she? Posted videos promoting body positivity and self-confidence while documenting her fashion and influencer lifestyle. As of Friday morning, there were more than 930,000 followers and nearly 32 million likes on her TikTok page. So, I hope that at some point, in fact, maybe I'll put her name, you know, clickbait in my description, and people who might come to Rumble, BitChute, or Odyssey, or Buzzsprout, or any of the podcasting sites might see her name, and then, you know, listen to at least part of this podcast and find out why they are at risk. I'm going to have to do that. I did not put it in my notes that way, so I'm going to have to do a little editing when I get done here. Let's see. So the next thing, So the next thing I wanted to bring up before we get to the Twitter story was this Moderna vaccine and heart inflammation. This is really bad news for people who got the Moderna vaccine. But if you got the Moderna vaccine, you should be aware of this. New study finds heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccination is higher with Moderna than Pfizer. And they're the two that cause the most heart inflammation. So, and not only that, but then I noticed there's several stories that came across my email from the sources that I like to, you know, get information from, more independent sources, that now that the epidemic is from people who are vaccinated, there's far more people who are vaccinated who are getting COVID than people who are not vaccinated. So, this thing has just become, you know, a wild show, let's say. Everything that the doctors who came out against this vaccine in the very beginning, all those doctors that were canceled in the very beginning, everything they said has come to fruition. And I've been saying for nearly a year and a half, we're going to find out all this stuff when they actually start doing research, doing studies, controlled studies or review studies, and they start putting statistical analysis to the data. We're going to find out just how bad this thing is. And now is the time. And Twitter, oh my gosh, you're not going to, if you, I'll get to it in a minute, I'm sure, but I'm just, so many things about Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, those platforms who censored people, they really did a disservice to the human race. Oh yeah, I had a comment I wanted to make at the beginning of all this. This is just a little side note that's going to get me in trouble probably. I said all mankind should unite against the New World Order. Whoever thought and decided it was wrong to kill world leaders, I think it's time to change that standing. The people need to stand united. Until we eliminate that threat, then we can go back to our petty differences. And are they petty? Well, compared to being a slave to a small minority of elite, yeah, they're petty. And, you know, I think about this all the time because, of course, I'm always going to be pounding on liberals, pounding on progressives, because I don't believe in what they believe in. But as long as we continue to do that, we're not really facing the enemy. The enemy literally is killing us. Like, literally is killing us. And they're just sitting back and laughing about it. They've increased the death rates, still birth rates by 300 to almost 1,000% in some countries. They killed a bunch of the elderly or seniors in every country in the world. With the release of the vaccine and the treatment regimen, which can only be compared to, you know, Nazi Germany experimentation that killed hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm not just saying Jews, they killed all kinds of people. Same here. You know, they are killing us. And we are not taking the steps we need to take to stop it. And I don't mean by politely asking them to stop killing us, because that's not going to work. But anyway, yeah, whoever thought way back when, you know, that the United States is not going to, you know, it's against the law to kill any other foreign leader. The only reason they made that law is because they didn't want to be killed themselves. That's it. There's no good reason for that law. In fact, when you think about it, you know, you kill a snake by cutting off the head of the snake, right? So, you know, if there's a snake, you got to eliminate the head. But anyway, yeah, I was just thinking about that because, yeah, I'm hard on progressives, I think. I mean, in my everyday life, I'm hard on progressives. I'm hard on liberals because I just don't believe in the things that they believe in. And I think if they understood that the elitists are trying to kill us, they are killing us, actively killing us today. We should all rise up and do something about it. You know, and I was thinking about China. I did watch some of the video that's coming out of China where the people in China are rising up. And they're just, you know, their protests are getting out. You know what China's doing? This was this was really kind of, well, it shouldn't be shocking to me. And I guess after I let it soak in for a minute, I was just thinking, yeah, that makes sense. So China, communist China, the regime in China, is tagging these resistance posts with pornography so that when those posts go out and are shared, they have pornography in them, which makes their algorithm kind of catch it and kick it out so that it won't be shared. And I don't know if that's only within country or if it's throughout the whole world. I mean, I know a lot of countries have restrictions on, you know, sharing pornography in their social apps. And so I don't know if that's why they do it, but China is trying to, you know, prevent the spread of the resistance that's rising up in communist China, for crying out loud. Those people actually know that their lives are in danger and they don't care, or they do care, they've just had enough and they are going to rise up. And you know, I'm going to tell you something else about the people in China that I know of, is the civilians, many of them are very well trained. A lot of them come to the United States and get, you know, additional training or enter our institutions of quote higher learning. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's some pretty smart people who don't work for the government. You know, there's going to be people in China like, you know, some of us civilians here in the United States that have skills as far as, you know, writing software and hacking websites. And yeah, there's going to be a price to pay if they get caught, but still there's people there smart enough to get around and get the word out about what's going on in China. And yeah, I don't blame them, man. I don't know how far we are away from what they're doing, but I mean, I have some examples today of, you know, the United States doing pretty much the same damn thing, pretty dang close to the same thing as, you know, labeling something as pornography so it gets caught up in an algorithm. But yeah, they're still standing their ground. They're still gonna resist. And I mean, hell, they're being held in their apartments, having the doors welded shut. Fire starts in the building, and there's no way to get out, and there's no way for the firefighters to get in. Not that they would probably race to the situation and try and put it out. And yeah, that policy there in China, zero COVID policy, it doesn't make any sense. It's just another way to keep the people under control, to make them dance the way the leaders want them to dance. And tell me, what is so different about what's going on in the United States today? Yeah, for now, they've dropped the mask mandates. Mostly here in Oregon, we still have mask mandates if you go into a healthcare facility, which makes zero sense. You know, especially for masks that don't actually do anything. It's so stupid. I mean, I'm not kidding. You all know it's stupid. But they're still throughout most of the country. Yeah, there's no mask mandate. There's no social distancing. There's no lockdown. But I keep seeing hints in the, in the chatter, you know, about that, you know, get ready for another lockdown because we're going to get this triple threat from COVID, RSV, and the flu because it's flu season. So really, you know, they're just waiting for an opportunity to lock everybody up again. And they're going to, you know, then they'll be testing the waters. Trust me. I got to adjust this microphone a little bit. They're going to be testing the waters because they've already done it. You know, they've already done it. So they will try and do it again. Yeah, less people believe it every day. Thank God. You know, and also, while I'm on this subject, again, I want to say thank God for people who are creating content and just getting out there and saying what they want to say. Because you can't shut up everybody. I mean, look at China. They have the most restrictive, well, probably not the most, but probably in the top five highest restrictions on content in the world. And people are still, you're seeing it. You're hearing it. It is getting out. So we know what's going on there, or at least we have an idea of what's going on there. You know, and with the mainstream media, just follow in lockstep with whatever the state has for them to say. I mean, good grief. Read the Twitter files yourself. Read what they actually said. And I don't just mean the Twitter employees. I mean, look at what the DNC said. Look at what some of these Democrats who were on there. Look at the quotes that they put on there and how they, you know, didn't want the quotes to get out, you know, keep this between you and me kind of stuff. Well, guess what? The light has been shown on that. And I'm not saying that Elon Musk is a hero by any means. You know, the jury's still out on that one. We'll see how it plays out in the long run. Lost my train of thought. Anyway, read the files yourself. Look at who had what to say. I've had a story in my notes for I don't know how long now. I'm gonna go see it. I want to. Oh yeah, it's still in here. I'm gonna bring it up. This top Senate Democrat pushes claim about free speech so false, even a reporter who believes Constitution is very bad condemns him. This is a guy here. Is that what's that guy's name? Is it Grassley? I forget. Oh, Dick Durbin received a lesson in constitutional law on Tuesday after suggesting the First Amendment does not protect against spreading misinformation. But actually, that's exactly what the First Amendment does protect is your ability to speak freely. Whether what you say is true or not doesn't matter. That's why we have a First Amendment. And when you have people like this, what did he say exactly? Durbin echoed those concerns on Tuesday by claiming there is more hate speech on Twitter since the sale transaction closed last week. This was a couple weeks ago. Oddly, Durbin also used his talking point to claim free speech excludes spreading misinformation. And it absolutely doesn't. Free speech does not include spreading misinformation to downplay political violence, he claimed. And that's just not true. Yeah, but anyway, that's what I was talking about as far as Twitter goes, as far as people having podcasts and saying whatever they want to say. You are free in this country to say whatever you want to say. But I want to tell you something else. It's another civil right in this country. And so you think when you, oh, maybe you are opposed to gun violence, so you want to restrict guns in this country. It's a civil right in this country. And if you ever thought to yourself that, we don't need this one civil right, look at the next one thereafter. They've been destroying it for the last 6 years or longer, more than likely. But I mean actively colluding with the government and private entities to squash another civil right. How many civil rights are you willing to give up? Because that's where this is headed. Is you don't, this country, the United States of America, is unique in having the civil rights that we have. And you can bet your ass that as soon as you lose the Second Amendment right you have, the rest are gone. I don't care who you are, the rest are gone. And then whatever dictatorship is in charge, well, they're going to run over you because you have no way to defend yourself. But yeah, don't fall for it. You lose one civil right, or you support taking away one civil right, you're just going to be next on the list. The civil right that you may cherish the most will be the one that goes. You just can't allow it. Yeah, this is an experiment for us here in the United States for sure. And look, it only took us, what, 250 something years to get to the point where we're already on the verge of destroying the civil rights that, we had, that we created to make this great country. Well, let's get to the Twitter story, because it's danged interesting, at least to me it was. And actually, so I have three stories left, 25 minutes, I guess, to go. And they all kind of interrelate, so hopefully I can make that connection. So first of all, let's just get to the Twitter files, okay? I start off by saying, are things going to get real here? And then the Twitters, the twits will be grilled by Congress. I thought that was interesting. Here, Twitter staff to be grilled before Congress for censoring Hunter Biden laptop story. Representative Comer says the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee said that Twitter staff involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story ahead of the 2020 presidential elections will face Congress and testify about their actions. Now, here's something to keep in mind, though. Because this, so what they're saying is, yes, you know, the government and Facebook and Twitter all colluded to hide this information. I still want to know what the hell is on this laptop, okay? Yeah, it's bad that these private entities and the government colluded to hide this information. And they flat out say in the Twitter files, let me explain this. The Twitter files are a bunch of tweets and internal memorandums between employees of Twitter and other entities that kind of discuss the whole idea of censoring one entity or another. So it's tweets, it's internal communications, it's memorandums, it's requests for phone conversations, you just have to see for yourself everything that's in there. And yeah, so replies to these, to the release of the Twitter files was that, oh my God, I forgot to turn. Anyway, you guys put up with me being a dork so much. That's awesome. Which actually makes it real, you know, that I'm just a guy here doing the thing and having fun at doing it. Let's see if that makes any difference. They turn the lights on, for crying out loud. Anyway, so the Twitter files is just all these communications that shows that the government and private entity colluded to, you know, to censor Americans, to cancel Americans, to hide information. But the real story, okay, so that's a pretty good story. I mean, because it's violating the First Amendment, the right to free speech. But what the hell is on the laptop? That's what I really want to know. Like, is there some criminal activity on the laptop that actually involves President Biden in one way or another? And none of that information is out there. I guess the New York Times did the original article, or the New York Post. I don't know. I forget who did it. But, and, you know, of course, it hasn't been covered because it's been hidden for so long. But let's go on here. Oh, yeah. So, James Comer, the GOP ranking member of the committee, made the remarks in a Friday appearance on Fox News after Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, dropped part one of the so-called Twitter files, an expose of the inner workings of Twitter's censorship machine. Every employee at Twitter who was involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story will have an opportunity to come before Congress and explain their actions to the American people, Comer told program host Sean Hannity. And it goes on to talk about how Musk and, I wish I knew how to say his name, Taibbi, on Friday unveiled a series of internal Twitter communications that gave insight into steps taken by staff at the social media platform around suppressing the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story. Anyway, I go on to say, will anyone care? Will everyone care? Everyone should care. You see, the problem with allowing this to happen to your party is that your party is not always going to be in charge. The real problem is that we let any of these people do this to us and get away with it. So I'm going to wait for heads to roll, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. In order to suppress the Hunter Biden report, Twitter executives marked it as unsafe, limiting its spread and even blocking it from being directly shared via the platform's direct message function, Taibbi said in comments on the disclosure. Now listen to this. He noted that such extreme restrictions were reserved for content such as child pornography. And what did I just say about the communist Chinese restricting, you know, the spread of any kind of protesting based on, you know, them tagging, hashtagging, and adding pornography to those posts so that those posts would quickly be taken out of the the algorithm would catch it and prevent it from being spread. So you see what I'm saying? Like, they took some drastic measures, the strongest measures that they have had available at the time to prevent information from getting to the people. Again, violating some people's civil rights, the First Amendment. Oh, you know, and then I made a comment, oh, you know who else marks stuff as porn so it doesn't get spread? The Chi-Coms. They are hashtagging any criticism with porn so the algorithms block the spread. Sound familiar? And then I said, no wonder Trudeau and Biden love the Chinese, right? Because it's working right into their game plan. The Blaze had a little article. They did a review of the Twitter files themselves. I said, the following is a thread. Read it yourselves. I'm making popcorn, which I didn't, but I should have, because it was long and it was entertaining as well, in a weird kind of way. Elon releases the Twitter files. One email showed that members of the Biden administration were reaching out to the Twitter team and asking them to, quote, review tweets which were later deleted by the company. And they just freelanced this rule, said a former Twitter employee to Taibbi. Hacking was the excuse, but within a few hours, pretty much everyone realized that wasn't going to hold, but no one had the guts to reverse it. So what they did was, they actually had a policy that they wouldn't... which this is a complete lie, and I'll prove it, but on a future show. So they have this rule in Twitter, apparently, that if information came from a hacked source, in other words, somebody made access to information who didn't have permission to access that information, that Twitter wouldn't use it. Okay, so their hacked source rule, they tried to apply to this. The problem is, you know, that hacking has to involve a Department of Justice in some way or another. The police, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you know, some law enforcement agency has to be involved in order for you to say that the information you got was hacked, or that you were hacked, or that Twitter was hacked, or whatever. And there was no investigation because there was no hacking done. You know, the laptop was turned over to a repair guy who probably just, you know, opened it up and read Hunter's password right off a piece of tape he put on the keyboard. And, there's other ways to get it. I mean, once you have possession of a device, it's pretty easy to hack it, trust me. Really easy to hack it. Don't care how strong your password is. If you have possession, physical possession of a device, easy to hack. So the Twitter employees, they all kind of knew it wasn't going to hold, but none of them did anything. They just said, just keep laying that out there because we don't know if it's hacked or not, which they knew it. They knew they weren't hacked. They were pretty sure that the laptop wasn't hacked. Anyway, it's hard to believe this one. The thread also has emails from Democratic Representative Ro Khanna of California asking that Twitter stop censoring the story because it's causing a backlash, and stating that the censorship is against the First Amendment. An actual Democrat said that. Then I go on to say, the Democrats want all of your civil rights. Here is the proof, he adds. In the heart of a presidential campaign, restricting dissemination of newspaper articles, even if New York Post is far right, seems like it will invite more backlash than it will do good. A final part shows emails from Carl Szabo of the research firm NetChoice that say Democrats are angry and want more moderation to dissuade conservatives from posting information. If the companies moderated more, conservatives wouldn't even think to use social media for disinformation, misinformation, or otherwise, one passage read. Did you hear that? You know, they just figure if they beat you long enough, you'll stop even trying. When pressed about how to moderate disinformation without violating the First Amendment, Democrats simply said the First Amendment isn't absolute. The First Amendment isn't absolute. Some Democrats literally sent, you know, tweets and emails that said the First Amendment isn't absolute. Yeah, there's a lot of leeway in the First Amendment, I guess, according to Democrats. And that's where I go back to this, what I said about, you know, beating on the progressives, the liberals, the left, is because I don't believe in stuff they believe in. Like, they don't believe that you have civil rights, except one, and that's the right to kill babies, which is not a civil right, but they somehow believe that that is, and that's the one civil right that they feel needs to be upheld. You see what I'm saying? It makes zero sense. It makes as little sense. I can't get off target. Yeah, I'll get off. I'm going to get off target a little bit. Oregon. So Oregon, Multnomah County in Oregon, is trying to ban vapes again. Flavored vapes, vaping, e-cigarettes. Now, I know for a fact that e-cigarettes has actually gotten far more people off of cigarettes than it has brought to cigarettes. So they're trying to ban vapes because they don't want kids getting started vaping and then going to cigarettes. But they also passed, legalization of marijuana, which is all, for the most part, people who partake are smoking marijuana, which is perfectly fine with me, except for the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is cigarettes will kill you and you'll be addicted, and marijuana won't kill you, which it won't straight up kill you. It's actually pretty, therapeutic, but here's the problem, is every single biological material that you burn has 2,000-3,000 carcinogens in it. Those carcinogens will still kill you. But you have these two opposing sides that make no sense. But I guess emotionally, you can make sense of it somehow. Rationally, for me, logically, you cannot make that argument work for me, which is why I can't go along with them. I wonder what the money line. Oh yeah, so this was my thought on this. I wonder what the money line is on this symbiotic relationship between Biden, like Biden gets impeached. And the Dems will just say, yeah, we're not going to stand in the way of that, as long as you either agree to impeach Trump or agree to not support him in his run for presidency in 2024. I'm telling you, I bet you there's a money line out there on that somewhere right now. Although I think the Dems are in trouble. I don't think anything will happen, except that maybe some people will wake up and see, kind of scary in a way, they'll see what the Democrats think of them, their own constituents, like, you know, we really don't care what you think. You're not getting the First Amendment. You're not getting the Second Amendment. We'll just go down the line until we take all your civil rights away. How does that sound? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me, and I don't know if that's what, you know, the supporters of the Democrats for, well, the last couple of elections, I wonder if they'll see the difference. But the Democrats are in trouble, and they're going to have to make some kind of changes to, I mean, they're going to have to answer for this. Everybody's going to have to answer for their actions in the past however many years it's been. But believe me, at least six, since 2016, there's been a lot of crap going on, and they're going to have to answer for it. White House spokesman, I don't know her first name, Kayleigh McEnany, was locked out of her account for tweeting about the story, the Hunter Biden laptop story, prompting a furious letter from Trump campaign staffer Mike Hahn, who seethed, at least pretend to care for the next 20 days. I put a copy of this in my notes. You can see it yourself. Funny all this talk about protecting something because it may have been hacked, came from a hacked source, but if it were hacked from someone on the right, it would be freedom of the press and American people need to know. Do you know what I'm saying? So if somebody said, oh, we hacked this laptop that contains information about what Trump was doing in Russia with a hooker in a hotel, well, then the people need to know that. But, you know, if it's about Hunter Biden's laptop and how his dad is involved in business dealings with Ukraine, who we ended up giving billions and billions of dollars to, well, no, that's protected because it came from a hacked source. Hypocrisy. It's insanity. The problem is we've raised such ignorant people unable to question for themselves what the hell is going on in this world that they won't even, it'll just go over their head. They will never make the connection about how hypocritical this information is one way or the other. And with all this attention on the story, where will they have time to try and hang Fauci? They won't because they all want us under control. And the Biden story doesn't do a damn thing to control us. But hanging Fauci and all his enablers would. So that will disappear, in my opinion. Remember, both Trump and the Republicans and Biden and the Democrats all violated our civil rights by locking us down. They locked down the population. They all demanded we social distance, stay out of hospitals where our family members were dying, not to touch each other, not to give grandma a hug or grandpa a hug, don't even visit them. They were all complicit in this. You see what I'm saying? So Fauci, who's responsible for killing millions, you know, when are they going to get to him? And is there even time to get to him? How many Twitter employees do you think they're going to run up in front of Congress to answer for what they did to the American people? I want Fauci tried and hanged. He's guilty. Oh, it's not funny, but it's funny. So don't forget, man, they all, both sides, have the same agenda. It's obvious. You know, so we're going to spend all this time on the Twitter files and all this revelation about how the government conspired to censor everybody and take away our First Amendment rights while you have a mass murderer, not one time, but back in the HIV era, And I forget the other one, but basically three different, you know, eras of disease that he has killed millions, hundreds of thousands to millions of people. He's and that's not their top priority. Are you kidding me? He killed or was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. Yes, going back to HIV and AIDS and the drugs that he basically killed people with back then. Oh, and then, of course, we had this great response from, where the hell did it go? Wonder what inspired this from the Dems. Democratic senators send FTC a letter urging an investigation of Twitter. It says a group of lawmakers urged the Federal Trade Commission to probe Twitter for any potential consent decree or consumer protection law violations in a letter Thursday. The letter addressed to the FTC chair, Lina Khan, and signed by seven Democratic senators, accused Twitter of serious, willful disregard for the safety and security of its users, and alleged CEO Elon Musk has taken alarming steps that have undermined the integrity and safety of the platform since taking it over. The senators also raised concerns related to cybersecurity, fraud, and scams. So the Democrats all of a sudden are worried about the security and safety of people on Twitter. After, of course, Elon Musk bought Twitter and now has all this information in his hot little hands. I'd like to see what those seven senators had to say in these Twitter files. Elon Musk said more would be coming out on Saturday, and more didn't come out before I went to air. I checked it literally 20 minutes, well, actually right after I started the music intro, I went to check to see if the rest of the files had been released, and they hadn't been, so we're going to wait and see what else is to come. I did find, okay, so for a little bit of fun news, for those of you who may hate Microsoft and Windows as much as I do, there's a little good news, just a tiny bit. Microsoft Office 365 declared illegal for German schools again. So this story, recently I stumbled upon a blog post by Tu Tanoda, stating that Microsoft Office 365 had once again been declared illegal for use in German schools. Well, what a surprise, he says. The last time this happened was in 2019 when Office 365 was banned from schools in the German state of Hesse. If you're curious, Office 365 package offers a polished set of proprietary tools used by many professionals worldwide, which is why it is popular. However, it poses quite a few privacy concerns, as noted by German authorities, which have not been addressed yet. Hence, the decision was taken by the German Data Protection Conference to ban the use of Microsoft Office 365 in schools across the country. Well, you know, at least somebody has taken charge of their children's potential future and protecting them. No, it's good. I think it's a good move. I don't know why every single institution does not use Linux. Honest to God. It's free, for crying out loud. You don't have to pay Microsoft for, you know, constant upgrades. And you don't have to buy a new computer every time Microsoft says they're not going to support whatever version you're using anymore. Anyway, I want to thank you guys, as always, for coming and listening to the show live, for downloading the podcast, for showing your support. I love you guys. I think you're the best audience in the world, honestly. You're very friendly, that's for one. I look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And remember, Hal Anthony's show tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 hours, packed full of information. The guy never takes a break. I'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.